借着我们继续来学习道理啊，彼此互相勉励，互相得造就。
We thank the Lord. Let us continue learning the Word of God for mutual encouragement.
我们今天下午来学习圣殿的柱子。
This afternoon, we want to learn about the pillars of the Holy Temple.
我们知道一栋建筑物啊，有大大小小不一样的柱子。
We know in a building there will be different pillars of different sizes.
因为这个柱子跟这个建筑物的安全有直接关系。
And the pillars, are important for the safety of the structure.
啊，所以设计师啊，他一定要啊，慢慢要很详尽的去啊，考虑他这个柱子的材料啊，它的规格啊。让它能够很坚固耐用。
So the architect has to carefully design all the pillars in the building to make sure that it is durable and it can hold the building up.
那如果这个柱子啊不合标准
，But if the pillar does not meet the specifications，
有时候稍微一个地震啊，啊有时候就会影响到这个建筑物的安全。
Sometimes, even the slightest earthquakes will affect the safety of the building.
啊，有时候柱子的标准不够啊，这个时间久了也会影响到这个建筑物。
And sometimes, if the pillars, are not properly designed, after a certain period of time, it will also become unstable.
圣经里面说到这个所罗门在建造圣殿的时候。
The Bible records that when King Solomon was building the temple,
说那个圣殿是高大辉煌。
It records that the temple was very great and glorious.
那当然，这个圣殿呢、啊、有很多很多的柱子。
And there were many pillars in the temple.
那这个圣殿造好以后，他在这个圣殿的门口啊啊，另外立了两根大柱。
And once the building of the temple was completed.In the entrance of the temple, there were also two large pillars that were erected.
是用铜做的。
These pillars were made with bronze.
因为当时有一个很会做铜器的一个人，所罗门就请他来啊帮忙做各样圣殿的器皿。
Because during that time, there was an artisan who was very skilled with things made from bronze. So Solomon called him to make these pillars.
啊，当然。这个不是他自己的、啊、想法去做，而是说这个圣殿、啊、是大卫吩咐所罗门的。
And of course, it wasn't Solomon's own plan to build the temple this way.
但大卫说、啊、是神画图给他看、啊、然后他知道怎么建，他告诉所罗门。
But the design that Solomon had was given to him by his father David, and David told him that.He received these designs from God.
所以这个圣殿是预表神的教会。
So the temple signifies, prefigures the church of God.
预表主耶稣是神的殿。
And it also prefigures that Lord Jesus is the temple of God.
又说我们圣徒啊，我们信徒也是神的殿。
And the Bible also says that as believers, as saints, we are the temple of God.
跟我们信徒啊，有很多属灵上的教训。
So the construction of the temple has many spiritual teachings for believers.
我们看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12.
启示录三章十二节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 12.
说得胜的，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，啊，这个名，这个城就是从天上从神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名啊，都写在他的上面。那、啊、这里讲到说啊，如果能够啊保守神的道啊，啊就在。受试炼的时候可以免去试炼。
And in verse 12, it tells us that if we can hold on to the word of God, we will be able to avoid these trials.
啊，当主耶稣来的时候，就能够得到荣耀的冠冕。
And when Lord Jesus comes, we will receive the crown of glory.
所以说一个人如果能够得胜了，神要让他在神的殿里面当柱子。
So God says, if a person can overcome, he will make him a pillar in the temple.
也就是说啊，那他能够成为教会的柱石。
And that means he becomes a pillar of the church.
成为教会这个稳定的一股力量。
He becomes a force of stability in the church.
好像使徒时代的教会说，彼得、雅各跟约翰他们是教会的柱石。
Just like in the apostolic time, Peter, James, and John were considered the pillars of the church.
很重要的这个教会建立的基础跟这个稳定发展的一股力量。
They were a very important force for the foundation of the church and the development of the church.
我们看三章二十一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 21. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
三章二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
说得胜的，我要赐给他在我的宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。主耶稣说一个得胜的人就是能够成为教会的柱石的，将来能够坐在神的宝座上面。
Lord Jesus says, a person who overcomes will become a pillar in the church, and he will sit with him on the throne.
好像主耶稣他完成了他的救赎的工作，他就跟神同坐在宝座上。
Just like how when Lord Jesus completed the work of salvation, he sits along with God on his throne.
我们如果在这个属灵上得胜了，我们也一样能够一起坐，跟神一起坐在宝座上面。
And if we are also victorious in spirit, then we can also sit with him on the throne.
表示说这个是相当尊贵跟荣耀的赏赐。
And this shows us that this is a very precious and glorious reward.
所以我们如果能够在神的家里面忠心服侍主到底。
So if we can be faithful in God's house and serve him to the end,
能够成为教会的中流砥柱
，and become one of these pillars of the church，
能够担负教会重要的工作
，and be able to bear all the important work of the church，
就好像这个柱子，圣殿的柱子一样
，we will be like the pillar of the temple，
能够将来在神的国里面能够享荣耀
，and then in the future we can receive glory in the kingdom of God。
我们来看这些圣殿的柱子的一些特性。
So let's look at the special characteristics of the pillars of the temple.
我们看列王记上第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 7.
列王记上第七章。
1 Kings chapter 7. Let's start from verse 13.
七章十三节。
1 Kings chapter 7, starting from verse 13.
所罗门差人去推罗将妇男召来。他是拿弗他利支派一个寡妇的儿子，他的父亲是推罗人，是铜匠的。妇兰蛮有智慧、聪明，既能善于各样的铜铸。他来到所罗门王那里，做王一切所要做的。十五节
，15，
他铸造两根铜柱。阿美根高十八足，为十二足。好，那这里讲到说，所罗门他造一个人叫做妇男。
This passage says that King Solomon sent and brought a man called Huram.
妈妈是这个拿伯他利，是以色列的支派之一。
And his mother belonged to the tribe of Naphtali of Israel.
他的爸爸。本来是这个推罗西顿那边的人
，But his father was a person from Tyre and Sidon.
爸爸本来是一个铜匠，但是现在不在了。
And his father was a bronze worker, but is no longer living.
这个妇兰他本身也很有智慧。
And we see that Huram himself is filled with wisdom.
他又很有技巧。
And he is also very skilled.
所以他可以做很多很多铜的器皿。
So he can work all kinds of bronze work.
圣殿的外面很多的器皿都是铜做的。
And in the temple, many articles are made with bronze.
有一个铜的祭坛,
there is a bronze altar.
有一个洗手洗脚的洗东西的, 叫做铜海,
There is also a very large basin called the Bronze Sea.
圣殿的前面两根柱子非常的高大, 也是铜做的。
And there are also two very high pillars also made of bronze.
他说这个用这个铜啊, 去做很多的器皿, 所以圣经说啊, 那个时候用的这个铜啊, 算不了啊, 因为太多了。
And because they use bronze,
没有办法算。
Make so many different things, the Bible records that they could not calculate how much bronze was used because they used so much.
这个铜要铸造器皿啊, 一定要用火去烧, 然后去铸成。
And if they are going to use bronze to make anything, they have to use fire to heat it up to cast the bronze.
这象征说啊, 我们一个人要服侍神呢, 好像铜一样的经过熬炼。
And this prefigures how if we want to be used by God, we must also be put through the fire of the bronze.
所以启示录里面说啊, 主耶稣好像那个脚好像铜一样。
And that's why in Revelation, when it describes Lord Jesus, it said that his feet are like bronze.
因为他经过了各样环境的逼迫患难啊，是经过熬炼过的。
Because he has endured all sorts of tribulation and has gone through the fire.
所以是一个非常光明的铜。
So it was a very fine and bright type of bronze.
我们看到很多啊, 神要用的人啊, 神都会给他练。
We see that people that God wants to use will be trained by him. For example, God wanted to use Joseph. So he grew up in a very difficult situation. His mother passed away when he was very young. It was probably a nurse that had raised him. And he has 11 10 brothers and a sister, older brothers and a sister, all coming from different mothers.
这些哥哥啊都不跟耶稣说和睦的话。
And all of these older brothers did not speak peaceably to Joseph.
所以他生长在这种环境当中很辛苦。
So he grew up under this type of situation.
虽然他爱他的哥哥啊，但是他的哥哥啊。
Even though he loved his brothers, but his brothers did not understand it.
主觉得好像爸爸特别爱他,
all they felt like was their father loved Joseph more than they loved them.
所以有一次啊, 爸爸叫耶稣说, 你去探望哥哥啊, 看他们在外面平安不平安。
So there was one time the father asked Joseph to go find his brothers to make sure they are okay.
结果他们看到耶稣来了。 就说那个做梦的来了,
so when they saw Joseph come to find them, they said, look, that dreamer is coming, let us kill him.
哥哥说啊, 不要把他杀掉了, 就把他丢在一个坑里。
But one of the brothers said, let us not kill him, let's just throw him in a pit.
后来有商人从那里经过, 有一个哥哥就建议说, 我们杀掉他不好了, 就把他卖掉了。
And then some merchants were passing by, so another brother said, let's not kill him, but just sell him.
耶稣17岁就被卖。
So when Joseph was 17 years old, he was sold.
结果去当人家的奴仆。
And became a slave.
又受到诬告，又下在监狱里面。
And he was wrongly framed. He was framed and wrongly accused.
一连串的不幸遭遇啊, 一直临到他的身上。
And we see a series of misfortune fall upon him.
但是神就是借着这个环境啊来熬炼他。
But God used this. This environment to train him.
虽然环境不好, 但是他不埋怨。
Even though he lived in a very bad environment, he did not complain.
他都遵守圣旨啊, 敬畏神。
But he held on to the commandments of God and kept himself pure and feared God.
所以神后来就把他高升啊, 成为全埃及的宰相。
So later on, God uplifted him to become second in command in Egypt.
所以圣经里面说, 约瑟就是那个 多结果子的树枝,
and that's why the Bible describes Joseph as the fruitful bough.
而且他的树枝啊, 探到墙外去,
and the branches of this bough would extend outside of the wall.
所以圣经里面谈耶稣的故事啊, 我们看到他真的是完美无缺啊。
So in the stories of Joseph in the Bible, we see that Joseph was perfect without a blemish.
就是在那一种环境当中啊，给他熬炼出来。
And we see that God had trained him and brought him up in this type of difficult environment.
那么有些青年啊，他们想要服侍神。
So there are some youths who want to serve God.
啊，当然有时候神也会给他熬炼。
And of course, God will also put them through training.
因为好的器皿一定要经过锻炼。
Because a good vessel must be tested.
啊，才能够成为尖尖，成为非常贵重的器皿。
So that they can be like refined gold, and they can be used as an important vessel.
耶利米哀歌里面说，少年负轭原是好的。
In Lamentations, it says that it is good for a youth to bear the yoke.
也就是说，让年轻人从小的时候啊，就要规规矩矩呀。啊，能够顺服啊，啊，神的道理。
And that means that it is good for people who are young to, learn how to follow the commandments of God and obey.
有时候你要训练一个人不是那么容易。
So sometimes when you want to train a person, it is not as easy.
啊，但是小的时候你慢慢锻炼他。
But if you train a person while they are young,
啊，他长大以后啊，就能够成为可用之才。
When they grow up, they will be a person that can be used.
啊，所以小的时候，啊，让他啊，好像负一点重担。
So when they are young, you can give them some responsibilities to bear.
啊，给他一点训练，对他是好的。
And to give them some training, and it is good for them.
我们看训练一些动物啊。
When we look at animals,
you can train some. 或者是马。
Whether you're trying to train
还小的时候啊，你如果没有训练它
，a cow or a horse, if you didn't start training the cow or horse when they're young,
等到它长大了以后，你才要训练它。
By the time they're full grown, then you try to train them.
你没有办法训练它了。
It is impossible to train them.
因为它已经变成野牛野马。
Because by that time they have already become wild cows and wild horses.
没有办法啊，能够克制它。
There is no way to domesticate them.
啊，所以各样的动物啊，都是要从小的时候就开始训练。
So even for animals, you have to train them when they're young.
啊，说教养孩童啊，啊，让他走当行的道，到老他也不偏离。
So the Bible says we have to teach our children when they're young, so that they will not depart when they are old.
所以一个要服侍神的人啊，都要经过锻炼。
So a person who wants to serve God must be tested and trained.
在那个火中熬炼一样。
Just like bronze being melted in the fire.
那这个铜啊，要磨以后啊，啊，它会显出光亮来。
And when you polish bronze, it will be very shiny brass.
古代的镜子啊，它不是玻璃镜。
The mirrors in the ancient times were not made of glass.
啊，叫做铜镜。
But they were brass mirrors.
那所以中国人讲说啊，用铜镜可以整衣冠，用铜镜啊来整饰我们的仪容。
So there's a traditional Chinese saying that by looking at a bronze mirror, we can adjust our clothing to look proper.
啊，所以这个镜子要把它磨亮。
So we have to polish our mirror so that they can
才可以照我们自己。
Reflect our appearance brightly,
我们才可以装饰我们的仪容
so that we can prepare ourselves.
那所以圣经里面说啊，我们也要常常借神的话来造就我们。
So the Bible also says we have to use the word of God to edify ourselves.
说神的话好像一面镜子一样。
And the Bible says that the word of God is like a mirror.
可以让我们知道我们哪些不合神的旨意。
And the Bible can teach us what things that we're doing that are not in accordance with
God's will. 修饰我们自己
so that we can slowly try to adjust ourselves.
完全合照圣经的旨意来行啊，就是成为神所喜悦的人
so that we can eventually adjust ourselves so that we are a person who completely abides by the Bible and be a person that is pleasing to God.
少年人怎么洁净他的行为
So the Bible says, how can a young man cleanse his way?
啊，就是遵行神的话。
He can do so by obeying the word of God.
啊，所以我们不只是要听道理。
So we need to not only listen to the word.
我们听了以后啊，我们对照我们的行为。
After we listen to the word of God, we have to use it to compare to our actions.
我们的生活当中。
When we compare it to our lives, we see how it aligns with our life.
我们就会越来越圣洁。
And if we try to align our lives with the word, then we'll become more and more holy.
在我们生活当中啊，我们就能够得到神的喜悦，啊，能够得到更多的福气。
And then in our lives, we will be pleasing to God and receive more blessing from God.
我们来看耶利米书五十二章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 52.
耶利米书五十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 52.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
五十二章二十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 52 verse 21.
说这一根柱子高十八种，后树子是空的，唯有十二种。二十二节。
22.
我们读到这里。这里讲到说这个圣殿的这个柱子它是空的。
Here it mentions that the pillars at the temple is hollow.
当然很高哦，十八肘，一肘四十五公分。
And it is very tall. It says it is 18 cubits, which is our each cubit is
四十五公分，
45 centimeters or 3 inches.
他说那个柱子的围啊，就是整个围是十二肘。
And it says that the circumference of the pillar is 12 cubits.
啊，这个柱子的厚度啊，是四个指头。
And the thickness was 4 fingers.
啊，所以中间是空心的。
But the middle was hollow.
啊，这个空心的是表示说啊，这个是谦卑虚心的意思。
And the hollow center, signifies that attitude of humility and emptying of oneself. Lord Jesus says, I am kind and gentle, so you have to, or I am lowly and gentle, so you have to learn from me.
腓立比书说啊，他原来是天上至高荣耀的真神。
And the book of Philippians tells us that he is the God of heaven.
但是他谦卑降世成为一般的人。
But he humbled himself to become a lowly man.
他把他所有的统统放弃掉。
And he emptied out everything he had.
甚至把他的生命都为我们舍弃在十字架上。
Even forsaking his own life on the cross for us.
因为他把所有都放弃掉了。
But because he gave up everything,
所以神就把他升为最高。
So God uplifted him to the highest point. 他
是给他一个超乎万名之上的名。
And gave him a name that is above all names.
所以耶稣说，我来到世界，我不是要受人服侍，我是要来服侍人的。
That's why Lord Jesus says when he came to the world, he did not come to be served, but to serve.
舍命来做众人的赎价。
And he was to give up his life to become the atoning sacrifice for all men.
所以我们今天要服侍神的人。
So today, if we want to serve God,
当然神给我们各样的属灵恩赐。
Of course, God has given us a variety of spiritual gifts.
为着要让我们彼此造就来建立基督的身体。
So that we can edify one another to build up the body of Christ.
但是作为神的工人啊，除了有属灵的恩赐以外
，But aside from having spiritual gifts,
这个谦卑啊，虚心的美德也很重要。
Humility, the selflessness is very important.
保罗虽然被主啊重用
，Even though Paul was used by God,
但是他常常讲说，我其实是不配当属徒的。
But Paul often says he is unworthy to be an apostle.
我在所有的属徒当中啊，我是最微小的。
And he says he is the most lowly of all the apostles.
而且啊，我本来啊就是一个罪魁。
And he says that he is originally the chief of sinners.
我根本是不配的。
And he is unworthy of this grace.
只是因为神的恩典实在太丰盛了。
But because the grace of Christ is too abundant.
他不只是拯救我。
The grace not only saves him,
让我有机会来服侍他,
but that he has the opportunity to serve the Lord.
所以他一点都不敢骄傲夸大。
So he dares not to boast or become
proud. 所以他说, 我今天成了何等人?
And he says, what I have become.
他说这个不是我自己啊。
This is not myself.
然后就是因为神的恩典在我身上来成就的。
This is because the grace of God has accomplished this through me.
对自己感到很不配。
And he recognizes that he is unworthy.
摩西被神啊重用来带领以色列百姓。
When God used Moses to lead the Israelites,
这是一个非常神圣而且是艰难的任务。
This is a very sacred and difficult mission.
当然神也给他很长时间的训练。
And God also tested and trained him for a very extensive
time.
说
他学了埃及一切的学问。
So that he has learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
说话行事都有才干。
And he is capable, whether in speech or in ability.
但是啊，神还让他到旷野操练四十年。
But God still put him through a training in the wilderness for
40 years. 所以这样才能够完成神给他的重大的使命。
Only then can he complete the great mission that God has given him.
所以摩西很有才干，很有能力。
So we see that Moses was very capable.
但圣经里面说啊，摩西为人极其谦和。
But the Bible says Moses is the most humble man on the face of the earth.
胜过世上的众人。
There is no one more humble than him.
我们一般世界上的人啊，他如果有一些能力啊，有时候就抬高骄傲起来。
For people of this world, if we have any sort of ability, we're very likely to uplift ourselves.
很容易就看不起别人。
And it is very easy for us to look down on others.
但是我们同龄不可以这样。
But as brothers and sisters in Christ, we cannot be the same.
因为我们呢，恩赐能力啊，都是神给我们的。
Because all the gifts and abilities we have were given to us by God.
既然是神给我们的，我们有什么值得骄傲夸口的地方？
And since it all comes from God, what do we have to boast about?
所以说啊，我们做完了所当做的工作。
So once we have completed the things that we ought to complete,
我们只能够在神的面前说啊。我们只不过是无用的仆人。
We can only come before the Lord and say, we are useless servants.
我们所做的只是尽我们的本分做而已。
We have only done what we should have done.
所以我们要服侍神啊，要学习谦卑。
So when we want to serve God, we have to learn how to be humble.
所以圣经里面说，我们要谦卑束腰，彼此相顺服。
And that's why the Bible tells us that we have to gird our waist, learn to be humble, and serve one another.
年幼的顺服年长的。
The young should serve the older.
大家要彼此谦卑，互相顺服。
And everyone should be humble and serve one
another. 因为神会阻挡骄傲的人。
Because God opposes the proud.
神会施恩给谦卑的人。
But God gives grace to the humble.
所以有的人说那个水是高处往低处流。
And that's why some people point out that waters always flow from a high to low place.
神的恩典也是充满在那些谦卑人的身上。
And the same applies to grace. The grace of God is filled in those who are
humble. 一个真正谦卑的人，神就会把他升高。
Because one who is truly humble will be lifted up by God.
我们再来看列王记上第七章。
Let's continue reading 1 Kings chapter 7.
十七节。
Verse 17.
列王记上七章十七节。
1 Kings chapter 7 verse 17.
七章十七节。
Chapter 7 verse 17.
说这个柱顶上有装修的网子和顶层的链锁，每顶七个。
18. 18.
网子周围有两行的石榴，遮盖柱顶。两个柱顶都是如此。19. 19. 篮子的柱顶近四轴，刻着百合花。20. 20. 两柱顶的弧度上。挨着网子各有两行石榴，两行共有200。这里讲到说这个柱子的上面呢、
In this passage, it describes on the top of these pillars.
有一个柱顶，这个柱子的上面有一个顶。
There is the top of this pillar.
这个柱顶上啊，有装饰，很美。
And at the very top of the pillar, He had made a lot of decoration that was very beautiful.
还有那个铜啊，把它连成，连成那个链子，有总共有七个。
And we see that he made a lattice network with wreaths of chain work.
这个链子上面呢，它都挂了一些这个石榴。
So it was like a net, and on these chains there were pomegranates.
两行，一行啊，100个，两行有200个。
There were two rows, each row having 100 pomegranates.
而且在这个柱顶的上面呢，都雕刻了很多的百合花。
And also on the top of the pillars, he had made many lily. He made shapes of the lilies.
所以我们看到说这个柱子的顶上啊，有很多的花，有很多的水果。
So we see that on the top of the pillar, there were many fruits and flowers.
我们知道这个百合花，它是，当然在以色列地有各种颜色的百合花。
We know that in the land of Israel, the lilies come in different shapes and colors.
百合花一般都生在野地。
But typically, lilies can be found
非常的高雅。
In the wilderness, and they can grow very tall.
但是有时候在这个野地有很多荆棘把它包围起来。
And sometimes in the wilderness, these lilies that grow wild will be surrounded by.
但是它可以从那个荆棘的缝里面就钻出来。
Wild thorns, but sometimes the lilies can grow through the cracks of the thorns.
所以这象征说一个人能够在那个很不好的环境，好像荆棘的环境当中能够突破环境。
And this is to teach us how a person can overcome their environment, even though there are thorns, and go against adversity and still grow, like the lily.
圣经里面说这个百合花，没有人给它装饰。
The Bible says nobody dresses the lilies.
但是它比所罗门穿戴的更美。
But the lily is dressed more beautifully than even King Solomon.
因为这是神给他的装饰。
Because it is God who has dressed
the lily. 我们看到这个百合花有丰盛的生命。
And we see that the lily has abundant life.
虽然开花的时间开得很长，然后花谢了。
And when the lily blooms, it blooms for a very long time.
那到了第二年的春天，它又发芽，又成长，又开花。
And when the flower withers and dies, the second year during spring, it will once again bloom.
象征说有丰盛的属灵生命。
And it prefigures how it is full of
abundant
spiritual life.
挂了很多很多的那个石榴。
And we also see on the chains there are many pomegranates.
这个石榴是中加兰地一个很出名的那种食物。
And this type of pomegranate is a very well-known type of fruit in the middle in the.
那每这个石榴里面都是种子，很多很多啊。
We have pomegranates here too. If you open a pomegranate, there are many seeds inside.
表述说了。 非常丰盛，结很多的果子。
And it also shows how they are very abundant in life and can
sow a lot of seeds. 200棵的果子。
And we see that each pillar has 200 pomegranates.
两个柱子总共有400个果子。
So with the two pillars, there are 400 pomegranates.
这象征说一个人有非常美好的恩赐灵性。
And this signifies how a person has many good spiritual virtues.
又结很多的果子，又很好的美德。
And they can bear a lot of fruit and have a lot of good virtues.
好像一棵无花果树来讲。
Just like a fig tree.
比如说葡萄树来讲。
Or a grapevine.
这个葡萄呢会开花。
The vine will have flowers.
我们看到那个花非常美，非常悦人的眼目。
When you look at the flowers, they're very pleasing to the eye.
所以花开了以后，我们可以去欣赏这个花的美。
So when the flowers bloom, we can go and enjoy the beauty of the flowers.
果实除了开花以外，它最重要还是结果子。
But aside from the flowers blooming, the purpose of this fruit tree is to bear fruit.
所以一方面有很多的花可以让人欣赏。
So even though there are many flowers to be enjoyed by
people, 一方面有很多的果子。 可以让人去品尝。
There are also a lot of fruit that people can eat and taste.
一个 爱慕神恩典服侍神的人就是这样。
A person who desires the grace of God and serves God is like this.
啊，大家很喜悦。
They are filled with joy.
因为好像那个提摩太说，哦，大家都很喜欢这个年轻人。
Just like how with Timothy, everyone likes this young man very much.
好像巴拿巴说是一个好人。
Just like how people said Barnabas is a good man.
因为有很多人啊，因为他的缘故啊，啊就来信主啊。
And that many people come to believe because of him.
啊，信心上得造就。
And they are edified in their faith because of
him. 因为他有很多的花，有很多的果子。
Because they have a lot of flowers and a lot of fruit.
啊，所以不只是敬虔的外貌，而有他敬虔的实质。
They not only have the appearance of godliness, but they have the substance of godliness.
所以一棵树啊，如果它不结果子，
so if a tree does not bear fruit,
它就失掉了那个果实的意义。
It ceases being a fruit tree.
就是有一次啊，经过一棵无花果树。
There was one time that Lord Jesus passed by a fig tree.
他看到那个树叶很茂盛。
And he saw that there were a lot of leaves on this
fruit tree. 肚子饿了，就想要找找看有没有果子可以吃。
So he was hungry and he wanted to see if there was any fruit to eat.
他说找来找去都没有果子。
And he looked and looked, but there were no fruit in
the tree. 主耶稣就说啊，从今以后啊，没有人要吃你世上的果子了。
And Lord Jesus said to the fruit tree, the fig tree, let no one eat of you ever again.
那这个第二天呢，他们从那边经过。
And the second day when they passed by them.
啊，彼得就很稀奇，跟主耶稣讲。
Peter was very amazed and told Lord Jesus.
说你做主的那一棵无花果树啊，从头啊，它就开始整个都枯干掉了。
And he said that fig tree that you cursed, completely withered.
啊，主耶稣说你要信服神。
And Lord Jesus told Peter that you have to believe and obey in God.
啊，所以我们好像无花果树一样。
So we are just like the fig tree.
我们要不只是树叶茂盛，而且要结满果子。
We should not only have a lot of leaves, but we should also bear a lot of fruit.
啊，借着我们所得结的果子啊，说要来荣耀神。
So that through the fruit we bear, we can glorify
God. 一个基督徒如果不结果的话，
if a Christian does not bear fruit,
啊，最后也会被主耶稣弃绝。
In the end, he will also be forsaken by Lord Jesus.
啊，所以我们一个服侍神的人，要成为教会的柱子啊，一定要开花有结果。
So a person who wants to serve God must become a pillar of the church and bear fruit, have flowers and bear fruit.
我们看回来这个《列王记上》第七章。
Let's continue reading from 1 Kings chapter 7.
列王记上七章十五节跟十六节。
Chapter 7 verses 15 and 16.
说他铸造两根铜柱，每根高十八种，为十二种。十六节
，16，
又用铜铸了两个柱顶，安在柱上，各高五种。这里讲到说，这个两个柱子啊，非常的高大。
It mentions that these two pillars are very tall and great.
我们知道这个耶路撒冷的圣殿，它是建造在高山上面。
We know that the temple of Jerusalem is built on a mountain.
还有两个很高的柱子。
And on this mountain, this temple also has two very tall pillars.
他们就能够看得见。
So from a very far place, you can see the pillars.
那这一方面说，神的殿啊，神的教会，末世会高级起来。
And on one hand, this prefigures how the church of God in the last days.
说要超乎万年，高过诸山。
Will be taller than any other mountain.
啊，万民啊，要流归这山。
And all peoples will flow to it.
哎，这是圣经里面的应许啊，一定会应验的。
And this is a prophecy of the Bible, and it will be fulfilled.
有的人问说啊，真耶稣教会后来会不会像使徒的教会啊，后来消失掉？
Some people often ask, would the true Jewish church be like the apostolic church?
我们从圣经里面看啊，百分之百不会的。
That eventually it will diminish and disappear. If we look at the Bible, we see that it will not be like the church at the end times.
因为启示录就讲这个教会怎么开始。怎么建设到最后的结果是怎么样？
Because of Revelation, the book of Revelation tell us how the church is established, how it grows, and what will happen to it in the end.
虽然会经历各样的考验跟挑战，
even though it will endure many trials and tribulations. But it will slowly be established and become perfect.
啊, 好像新娘装饰整齐了,
like a bride fully adorned.
啊, 等候主耶稣基督来迎娶,
waiting for Lord Jesus to come receive her.
所以教会最后建设的结果是荣耀的圣城。
So in the end, the church will be built up like the a glorious
city.
So that in the end time, on the end day, when Lord Jesus returns, the church will be received. And the Bible teaches this very clearly.
所以这个末世的教会啊，一定会兴旺啊，全备的道理一定会传遍全世界。
So in the end times, the gospel will prosper and be preached to all the places.
哦，我有很多人呐，对真耶稣教会感到很兴趣呀。他说他们都在研究。
So there are a lot of people that are very curious about Judaism Church and are doing research on it.
因为这个不是人的组织，而是神圣灵亲自建设的。
Because this is not a human organization, but it is a church established by the Holy Spirit.
人类失败，人类离开神，但是神的教会啊。
People will come and go and fall in faith, but the Church of God will stand forever. Because the Church of God is established by God Himself. In the process of our servitude,
保罗说，基础啊，地基弄好了。
Paul says, once the foundation is set,
但是我们要在上面建工程。
We have to build on the foundation. We have to use precious stones and gold to build. We cannot use straw and hay.
不然的话,
because when the fire comes and burns it, your work will be burned away. Our faith must be firmly rooted on Lord Jesus.
所以使徒跟先知做根基,
with the apostles and the prophets as our foundation.
主耶稣啊，就是最宝贵的房角的第一块石头。
And Lord Jesus is the most important and most precious chief cornerstone.
所以说这个福音啊，是主耶稣亲自讲的。
So the gospel is comes from Lord Jesus directly.
然后属徒啊证实了。
And the apostles have confirmed it.
我们照着去传，神用神迹奇事、圣灵的大能来印证我们所见证的道理。
So we should go preach it accordingly, and the God will confirm the gospel through signs and miracles.
所以这个末世的福音啊，一定会高举传遍各地。
So the gospel at the end times will be preached and will go everywhere.
好，另外一个信徒啊。 要好像这个柱子一样高高的啊，很远的地方啊，就能够看得见呐。And
the believer must also be like the pillars, that stands tall, so that others can see them from afar off.
那圣经里面说啊，玛利亚做了一件美事。Just
like how the Bible says, Mary did a beautiful thing.
主耶稣说啊，你们传道到哪里啊，都要述说这个妇人所做的事情来做纪念。
And Lord Jesus said, wherever you go, you will speak of what she has done in remembrance.
因为她做了一件美事，所以就传遍了各地方，甚至2000年了，我们还在述说她的美事。
Because she has done a beautiful thing, so that even 2,000 years later, we still speak of it.
提摩太的美德啊，说以哥念路斯德的人呢，都称赞他。
And we see that the virtues of Timothy are also praised in cities like Lystra and other cities.
这里讲到说这两个两根的柱子啊，它是有名字的。
And this in this passage, it also tells us that the two pillars have names.
我们看列王记上7章21节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 21.
7章21节。
Chapter 7 verse 21.
说他将两根柱子立在殿廊的前头，右边立一根叫做雅金，左边立一根叫做波阿斯。那这里讲到两根的柱子，它有名字的。
And in this passage, it tells us that the two pillars have names.
这个亚金啊，就是靠主耶稣来得到坚固。
Jachin means that we are established by Lord Jesus.
他说我们一定要靠着主耶稣的恩典啊，我们才能够站立得稳的。
So only by the grace of Lord Jesus can we stand firm.
啊，不是说我们很刚强啊，我们绝对不会倒的。
It doesn't mean that we feel that we're very strong and we will not fall.
比如说啊，别人跌倒，我绝对不会跌倒。
Peter once said, others may fall and run away, but I will never.
主耶稣说啊，你要不承认我。
But Lord Jesus told him, "You will deny me."
彼得说啊，我跟你一起去死都愿意了，我怎么会不承认你？
And Peter said, "I am willing to go with you even till death. How will I ever deny you?"
彼得觉得自己很刚强。
Peter felt that he was very strong.
哪里知道主耶稣被抓了以后，他就远远的跟随主。
But who would have thought that after Lord Jesus was captured, he followed from a distance?
到了这个大祭司的地方啊，主耶稣受审判。
And when Lord Jesus was brought to the high priest to be judged,
有人说啊，你就跟耶稣同一党的啦。
Someone said to Peter, "Aren't you with Jesus?"
主耶稣，这个彼得啊，不敢承认啊，说我跟他没有关系啊。
And Peter was afraid to admit it and says, "I had nothing to do with that man."
所以圣经里面说啊，我们自己以为我很刚强的，更要谨慎。
So the Bible tells us that if we think we are strong, then we must be even more vigilant.
所以我们一定啊，靠主来坚固我们，来保守我们。
So we have to rely on the Lord to establish ourselves, to make ourselves
strong. 所以我们会得到坚固啊，因为主的缘故。
So that we are established because of the Lord.
然后说要靠主得到力量，这个波阿斯的意思是靠主得力。
And the meaning of Boaz means to be strengthened by God. So it tells us that we must be strengthened by God.
我们说我们所有的恩赐、智慧、能力啊，其实都是从神那里来的。
We mentioned that all our wisdom and knowledge and gifts and ability all come from God.
他说一个人啊，能够晓得靠神的话。
So a person knows to rely on God,
就能够重新得到力量。
Then their strength will be renewed.
保罗说啊，我常常夸口我自己的软弱。
And Paul says, I often boast in my weakness.
虽然我得到很多的恩赐能力。
Even though I have been given a lot of spiritual gifts.
他知道说这个不是我。
But he knows that it is not something that comes from himself.
这是神给我的。
But it is something that comes from God.
所以他知道说自己也是软弱的。
So he understands that he is also weak.
他知道自己软弱才会晓得靠主。
Only when he understands he is weak will he rely on God.
软弱当中才会晓得去祷告。
And only when he is weak will he know to pray.
祷告当中才能够从神那里得到力量。
And only when he prays can he receive strength from God.
所以当他觉得软弱的时候，他就靠主。
So when he feels that he is weak, he will rely on the Lord.
主的能力复比他，他就从软弱当中重新得到刚强。
And the power of the Lord will come upon him, and he will become strong.
所以我们一定要靠主来得到力量。
So we have to rely on the Lord to receive strength.
能够靠主能够站立得稳。
And rely on the Lord to stand firm.
有时候我们在服侍神的过程当中啊，会遇到很多的试探引诱，也遇到很多的挫折。
Sometimes in the process of serving God, we will face many trials and temptations.
有时候我们要服侍主啊，也会遇到一些患难。
We will also face tribulations and also a lot of hardships.
从人来的一些诽谤攻击。
We will receive a lot of accusations and also attack from.
就很容易让我们灰心啊，丧志。
And it will cause us to be discouraged very easily.
有的人认为说既然那么多人都批评啊，诽谤我那我就干脆不做了。
Some people might say, if so many people are complaining about me, then I'll just not do it.
我们知道做神的工啊，一定会遇到阻挡的。
We know that if we do the work of God, we will face opposition.
因为我们这是一种属灵上的征战。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
魔鬼一定会借着各样的方法，借着各样的环境来打击我们。
Satan will use different ways and different environments to attack us.
有的人被魔鬼利用他就随便批评、诽谤、攻击你。
Some people might become a tool of Satan and just attack you and criticize you.
但保罗说啊，无论什么样的环境都不会让我跟基督的爱来隔绝。
But Paul says, no matter what happens, it will not separate me from the love of Christ.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
你要罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
35节。
Verse 35.
说谁能让我跟基督的爱来隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身裸体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？36节。
36.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们好像将宰的羊啊。37节。
37.
然而我们靠着爱我们的主，在一切事上就得胜有余了。38节。
38.
因为我们深信，无论是死是生，是天使掌权的、有能力的，现在的事、将来事、高处低处的，别的受造主都不能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝啊！啊，这个爱是在我们主耶稣基督里面的，因为主耶稣的爱啊啊，深深的感动我们。
Because the love of Christ, compels us.
啊，主耶稣的爱啊，常常在我们心中来激励我们。
And the love of Christ often moves us in our heart.
所以有时候在圣工上遇到很多的艰难跟挑战。
So sometimes we will face a lot of difficulties and challenges.
啊，逼迫、患难、攻击、诽谤。
Maybe we'll be persecuted, we'll be attacked.
但是他说啊，我们靠着主啊，我们就在这一切事上啊都能够得胜有余啦。
But if we rely on the Lord, then we will be able to overcome.
啊，这个不是靠我们自己。
And we do not rely on ourselves.
因为我们人的肉体很软弱。
Because human being is
very weak. 我们的心灵也很脆弱。
Our spirit is very fragile.
所以很容易遇到环境的艰难啊，我们就很容易灰心退步。
Whenever we face any difficulties, it's easy for us to become discouraged.
但是我们不是那个退步啊啊灰心啊以至于沉沦的人。
But we are not those who are discouraged to the point of despair.
我们是有信心靠主啊啊很坚强力上加力的人。
But we are those with faith, and we will rely on God so that we can receive strength upon strength, so that we can stand firm in our faith to the end,
啊，走完我们该走的道路，
so that we can finish the journey,
我们就能够在神的国里面有份，
and then have part in the kingdom of God.
啊，所以我们从这个圣殿的柱子啊，
so from the pillars of the temple,
我们学习啊，我们怎样来服侍神，做神的忠心的工人。
We can learn how to serve God and how to become His faithful servant.
有时候我常常想说，我们年长的、年纪大的，一代一代啊，就要因为时间过来以后，就慢慢就要退下来。
I often think with the passing of time, the older workers will need to eventually step down.
这个教会一定要不断的兴旺发展。
And this church needs to continually grow and prosper.
所以我们需要更多的中年人、少青年呐，啊，都能够像这个圣殿的柱子一样。
So we need more middle-aged members and more young members to become pillars of the church.
能够成为教会圣工的稳定的力量。
To become a stable force within the church.
啊，能够让教会的圣工很稳定的发展。
So that the church work can be very stable and prosperous.
这个教会啊，日日能够得到兴旺。
And the church can be prosperous every day.
啊，所以我们盼望说啊，我们青年常常啊，来了解这些属灵上的意义。
And we hope that especially the youth in the church can
understand these spiritual meanings. 啊，投入教会的圣工。
And be more proactive in participating in the church.
而且主动一点。
In the work of a church.
啊，比如说，我们有一些教会的工作。
For example, there are certain types of work in the church.
比如说，教会有办一些活动。
The different activities that the church
holds. 我们年轻的负责人呢，我们应当关心。
The younger council members have to take part in this.
我们在很多地方啊办活动啊，教会的执事啦、负责人啦，他们都会来关心。
Whenever the church holds any type of activities, the elders and the deacons
有些啊，
will often come.
教会的弟兄姊妹，他们也会来关心。
And even the just all the church members would come.
现在除了这个炊事以外,
but aside from cooking,
有时候我们来了解一下到底这个活动的情形怎么样。有没有需要我们去帮助关怀的地方。
It is also good for the church members to come attend the local events to see what needs help.
有时候来给这些工作人员打打气这也是很好的。
And sometimes you can come and encourage the workers that are helping with the event, and that is also good.
另外我们有一些工作必须要大家动员。
And there are also other types of work that require everyone to help.
比如说我们有很多的事工。
Like there are various
tasks. 或者是信徒的关怀访问。
Or even visiting and taking care of members.
其实这都很重要。
And these are all very important.
光靠一两个人是做不来的。
And you cannot rely on one or two people to do all of this.
我们希望说更多爱主的弟兄姊妹都能够投入这样的工作。
So we hope that more brothers and sisters who love the Lord can
take part
in these activities.
让那些有需要的弟兄姊妹能够得到及时的关怀。
So those brothers and sisters who need to be taken care of.
或者是有时候常常有一些外来的或慕道者来。
Or sometimes there will be visitors or truth seekers.
但是我们觉得说好像我们有时候跟这些慕道者都没有办法很主动的去接触他们，去带领他们。
But we often feel that we can't be very proactive and take the initiative in talking to them.
所以盼望说有很多的事情我们要想我们怎么做来帮助教会。
So we hope that in a lot of different type of church work, we can think about
how
we can do these things.
我们为神做的工作不会落空的。
Because quite truthfully, all the things that we do for the church
are not in vain. 教会的圣工要发展，一定要所有弟兄姊妹都要动员。
And for the church to be prosperous in its work, we need all the members to take part.
大家都要关心教会的圣工。
And everyone must care about the work of the church.
彼此互相关怀。
And care for one another.
互相代祷。
And pray for one another.
对那些软弱的或者慕道者我们也要特别要关心。
And especially care for those who are weak or the truth seekers.
盼望我们都能够成为教会发展的很重要的柱石。
And we hope that we can become the important pillars of the church.
我们来唱诗482首。
Let us sing hymn 482.